Hey, everybody. How's it going? Welcome to another episode of Halifax is Burning, the campus and community radio program, where you're going to hear the best in Atlantic Canadian music. I'm your host, Trevor Murphy, here to be your guide for the next 60 minutes. And this week, we've got a great show for you. As always, later on in the show, Justin Murphy from Walrus stops by. He's going to chat about the band's brand new album, Family Hangover. We'll also hear some songs from Maritime artists who made CBC Music's 100 Best Canadian Songs of 2017. Plus, we've got tracks from Joyful Talk, David Miles, and more. But first, as you may know, there is a podcast extension of Halifax is Burning available to you in a multiplicity of ways. And it's called Halifax is Burning Interviews. And that's a podcast where you can hear longer chats with musicians and artists and interesting people from time to time. Way back in February of 2017, I taped an interview with a guy named James Robertson, who has been playing in bands in Halifax for over 20 years. He's a current member of punk bands like the Hemingways and the Weekend Dads. I finally got this episode online just today. So when the radio show is over, hit up iTunes and give it a listen, or head on over to halifaxisburning.com to download it. Here's a short clip from that interview, and this is a clip in which we reminisce about the days when the Seahorse, in its former downtown location, was more of a hard rock and punk bar.
I was talking to Mike Bartlett, drummer for Fat Stupids. He was in town over the holidays talking about this, about how people just used to go to the Seahorse.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And that sounds ridiculous, but you would just go. Who's playing? Not quite sure. Let's go.
Yeah.
Because you expected the bands to be really decent and for it to be a really good time. The staff were phenomenal. Very forgiving. I once passed out on stage.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah. I passed out on stage in the middle of a Hemingway set for a show that I organized. And John Epworth had to, Dana sent John Epworth to get me down off the stage. D. Malenko's wrote a song about it called Stand, Don't Fall Down.
Yeah.
And there's a line in there, the Seahorse will still have you back.
Seahorse will still have you back. Stand, don't fall down.
People just used to go to the Seahorse, and there were an impressive kind of array of bands there.
Yeah, so that's just a little sample. You can find the full interview on iTunes right now or by visiting halifaxisburning.com. You can download it there. So here to kick us off on the show this week is a track from one of James's bands. They're called the Hemingways. Their latest album is called Amateur Cartography. And we're going to kick things off with a song called I Live My Life with Enormous Potential. You're listening to it here on Halifax is Burning.
Give us
Now for something completely different.
Tracked by a group called Joyful Talk, a song called Butterfly 12, Komo Kyo. Joyful Talk is a band who releases music through Forward Music. My pals over at Forward Music Group, Backward Music. And it's a band that is in part helmed by a guy named Jay Crocker, who you may know quite well. He's not only part of Joyful Talk, he's also a renowned, he performs with renowned songwriter John McKeel, actually recorded and produced his record, new record, Memorial 10 Count, down in Crosstown, Nova Scotia. This past weekend, Jay Crocker was awarded an Emerging Artist Recognition Award from Arts Nova Scotia for a project that he helmed called Bibelot. It was awarded at the Creative Nova Scotia Awards Gala in Halifax. And the project is part instrument, part installation. It's actually a self-composing set of 16 ceiling-mounted music boxes with custom-built drives, loops, lights, and amps. I'm reading here from a bio written by Andrew Patterson. Creating a sanctuary space that reflects the natural constancy of change, Bibelot represents a major achievement by one of the nation's most exciting musical vanguards, a sonic portal of limitless combination that aims to slip you into infinity. Congrats going out to Jay Crocker for this well-deserved award. If you are in Moncton between May 18th and June 28th, you can see the installation at a place called Galerie Sans Nom. We're going to change directions now and tell you about a list released today by CBC Music of the 100 best Canadian songs of 2017, amongst other artists like Jen Grant, Rhea May, Matt Mays, Rose Cousins, Quake Matthews, and Mo Kenny, is this song from our pal Gabrielle Papillon from her new album Keep the Fire. This is When the Heart Attacks. You're listening to Halifax is Burning.
Tell me a story that nobody knows, a fable of honor when danger unfolds with a woman. To the rescue, my heart attacks. Do you duck and cover? Do you pull the brakes, or do you cling to each other? When my heart attacks, pull me on its path. Give me a song about human devotion.
from their new LP Family Hangover. That's Walrus, the lead track called In Timely Fashion. Joining me here in studio tonight, Justin Murphy and Keith Duaro from the band Walrus. How's it going, dudes?
Hello.
Hello. Good.
Good, good. Good. Thanks for coming down to the studio. Is it a little strange to hear these songs and to keep playing these songs? I feel like this record was such a long time coming for Walrus that, like, are you tired of it yet?
Or I'm tired of listening to them.
Yeah. I don't mind actually, playing them. I was just checking out a few on, I was just ripping around Bandcamp. I don't know how I ended up on our page, but they definitely don't really sound like the album that much anymore.
Like live, yeah.
Yeah, live.
Oh, yeah, it's way different.
Like how so?
I don't know. It's just like you play them so much that you just, there's like a million ways we play it now, I guess.
Yeah.
It's like
they kind of naturally morph over each show, kind of.
It's like the takes, or like the parts always change and stuff. And yeah.
Is mean, there
my part's always the same, basically. Everybody else, it's like a new lead every night or something.
Is there one song in particular that you think is completely different from a recorded version?
I don't know. There's probably one that like we play 10 times faster than it's recorded. I noticed, actually, I think it was like the song Regular Face. We did a like CJLO in Montreal. We did one of those like live sessions.
Yeah, they gave us in the oven.
Yeah, in the oven. Yeah, yeah. They gave us the CD and we listened back in the van. We're like, listen how fast we're playing everything. It's like if you listen to the recordings, it'd be like 15 minutes worth of songs, and it was like 10 minutes worth of set.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah.
I think sometimes when you're up there, you feel like you have to play a little bit faster too, because it's like you know that you're just going to have to bring all your gear down those stairs again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's like a weird place, too. There's like not good parking and stuff. And
strange,
yeah.
I feel like university campuses in general are kind of weird for that stuff. But there are awesome people at CJLO, Omar and Allison. Yeah. And the
Marshall
whole,
was the one that we met.
Marshall,
there.
Yeah.
Marshall Valancourt.
Good dudes. Good dudes. Good dudes and dudettes.
Yeah.
You have been on the road for, feels like forever. You just got back from a big trip. You were saying you went down to the U.S. and you just got back from another little jaunt. What's life on the road been like over the last year?
More normal than life in Halifax, I guess.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, we've basically been on tour for like 8 of the last 12 weeks. So it's kind of what we know at this point.
Are you noticing pickup, like each time you go back to a place, are you going back to the same places and noticing the crowds
in Canada? Definitely, like in the States, a lot of places we hit would be like the first time,
right?
Like especially down south, so that was more or less just kind of cool to see those places. And like we did play good shows too, but like when we went through like this last trip was just in Ontario and Quebec, and you can definitely, it's like you start to see like a Walrus shirt in the crowd or something. Right. You know.
Yeah.
So yeah.
This new record, Family Hangover, has some interesting ties, mostly through Matic, which is a label that's being run by Dan Mangan.
Defunct label.
Defunct label.
Little.
Damn, put him out of business.
I don't think it was us. I just don't think he didn't have the time to give it its proper effort, I guess.
Fair enough. Well, I was going to ask if that helped you open any doors.
I mean, I don't know. I guess so. I mean, like, Dan really, like, he was a big supporter of us. Like, I'm not sure if the label itself really opened any doors, but, like, having him backing you definitely did. Like, I don't want to come off as, like, ungrateful or anything. Like, he did a lot for us, and, like, we definitely appreciate it. But I think more than anything, just, like, hard work kind of opened a lot of doors for us, you know? Like, we've been touring like crazy and stuff, and I think like that starts to show a lot.
Yeah,
but Dan definitely, he always went to bat for us when dealing with the up aboves at his label, so that opened a door too, for sure.
It seems to me that at a certain point you made a decision as a band, like, we're going to be on the road all the time.
Yeah,
what was that like? What led you to that decision?
Just like not. Being given opportunities that just didn't seem like you could turn down at the moment. It was like the first time we got to tour with Winter Sleep. It was like a month long, basically. It was his first tour, I think.
Yeah.
And it's like you couldn't turn that down.
Yeah.
You know? And then when we got back from that, it was like another thing and another thing and another thing. And then all of a sudden, like, we had the trip to Europe, and it was like before you knew it, you were on tour in March, half of April, half of May, all of June. And then just kind of like, it wasn't like we're going to do it. It just kind of happened.
A little snowball
effect. Yeah, yeah. I just got such good opportunities. And then in like September, we kind of more or less were like, we're going to do it ourselves. Not that we wouldn't have gone on tour with someone else, but I mean.
Sometimes I kind of assume that everybody wants to do this, but that's not usually the case.
No, yeah. Not everyone likes to tour. Yeah.
It's not an easy lifestyle, touring.
No.
It's a young man's game.
Yeah.
Do you find, I was going to ask, you know, like with this new record in your back pocket and you being on the road so much touring the record, is it hard to sit down and start working on new stuff now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like I must have like 20 half songs that I feel like I've never had the time to sit and flesh out. So we have the next 2 months off and I can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be
nice. Yeah, we're off to like the start of March, I think.
Right.
Yeah, we haven't played around in a while.
No, yeah, we haven't jammed since like April.
I think, yeah, I've had like 3 rehearsals with you guys.
Like the only time we'll jam, like we played like one new song, I think, and like we brought back another one that is new or like not released, and we'll just do them in sound checks. Like we never sit down and jam anymore, which is kind of crazy, but at the same time it's like
once we get to
it's gonna be sweet,
be nice.
But at the same
double
time,
album
it's,
on
yeah it's like if you just played 3 weeks in a row, you don't need to jam.
Yeah,
you just need to not see each other for like 2 weeks, and then you come back and play again.
That's very true. Sometimes you just need that break.
Yeah.
Back 5 years ago now, you and your brother Jordan, who plays drums in Walrus, you were here on Halifax is Burning. At that time, you were a brand new band. This is how you described writing songs then, and I'm interested to know if it has changed.
Normally, the songs kind of start like just like acoustic guitar, and the lyrics just kind of, it's kind of like a stream of consciousness almost. Like if it fits, then it makes its way into the song. If it doesn't,
okay,
I know. Not too focused on the lyrics.
Yeah.
And then just build on top of it, like guitar, synth. Just
all the layers.
Yeah, just kind of layer
part,
it in there.
Bring it to Jordan.
Yeah, and then the percussion stuff and all that comes in last. And
is it something that you guys work on together, like as a collaboration, or do you like trade it off?
More so now we work together, but at that time it was just like I would do my parts, bring it over, we'd mix it together, fill it out.
At the time, you were
recording ourselves as well.
As a two-piece.
Yeah. I'd say the songwriting is basically similar. Like, I'll write them on acoustic guitar and then, like, do a demo. I don't have to worry about mixing them anymore or anything like that. And Jordan doesn't do his percussion on a drum pad. So I think, like, parts of it, the ingredients have changed, but the recipe's the same, you know?
Yeah. Cool. Want to listen to another song?
Sure.
I know we've already discussed it. How
I'll take my headphones off.
how tired you are of some of these. You mentioned a song called Regular Face earlier. It's one of my favorites from the record, so I like to play that one. Is there something that people should know about this song, other than sometimes you play it a little bit faster?
No, not really. We did a cool thing on the record where Jordan played the drums, and then we actually slowed down the tape. So when we go to like the slow part, it's actually like tape slowing down, and then everyone else had to play live to it.
Wow.
That was kind of like
a few tries.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like you're playing at a tempo, and then it's like, oh, okay. Yeah. So it slows down like that. Like, because Jordan was just kind of doing it by hand.
Right.
So
it's just by feel. Yeah, like on the board itself.
Yeah, yeah. On the actual reel.
On the reel.
Yeah, and I remember trying to sing it and being like, you're trying to like keep up with the tempo, and it's so hard to follow.
But yeah, it's kind of weird, and you don't really. It's kind of a sonic thing, I
guess. You hardly even notice it if you didn't.
If you're not playing along with it.
Yeah,
it's like once you,
That's my favorite part about making records sometimes, is like knowing these little things exist on your album, but nobody else.
There's one funny part on the record where it's the song that has like the tape reel at the very end. And then you can hear Charles Austin go, "Not good for the tape, but good for the record." And that's like my favorite part of the whole album.
Charles is a wonderful gentleman. Yeah. All right, here is a song from Family Hangover, the newest album from Walrus. This one's called Regular Face. Keith Doiron and Justin Murphy from the band are joining me here in studio tonight. album Family Hangover, that's Walrus, and Regular Face, Justin Murphy and Keith Duaron from Walrus are in the studio tonight. Tell me about the moment you decided, I'm going to play a 12-string.
Well, I can tell you about the moment I sold it.
Oh, you don't have it anymore.
I do want to
be a big part of the album.
Yeah, I do want to get one back. I bought this like this crazy Rickenbacker 12-string.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't stay in tune, so I just sold it back to Long McQuaid's.
Right, yeah.
I was like, if I'm going to spend this much money on a guitar, it should work.
Yes.
I shouldn't have to tune it after every song.
Yeah, yeah. Especially 12 strings.
I know, yeah, yeah. I felt like I got like the defect one or something.
Which seems weird for a Rick because
I know,
they're like,
yeah, it was like $2,500 guitar and I had to get it set up like 3 or 4 times.
Jeez.
And yeah, it was brutal.
Brutal. I'm just bringing up old wounds here tonight on Halifax.
Yeah. I mean, I actually didn't even play guitar for 2 of the last shows that we played on tour cuz I tripped and fell on a lawn chair, and it stabbed my thumb.
Oh, my God.
So I couldn't even play guitar. And that was kind of fun. I may have found my calling.
Did you get into full, like, Gallagher Brothers frontman mode?
Sort of. I didn't have the tambourine, but I had this, like, tambourine stick.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
And I was like, I'm just kidding. I was getting the crowd to, getting them into it.
Like, I can't. Yeah, I don't know how I would handle a scenario like that.
Oh, you feel so awkward. It's like you don't know what to do, you know? It's like I didn't want to sing with my hands too much, and I didn't want to stand still the whole time. So, yeah, it was a challenge.
As a band who spends a lot of time in the van, are there things that you keep finding yourself going back to listen to? Are there van favorites?
We listen to a lot of Howard Stern.
Oh, yeah? Like on the radio or past episodes?
Both. He has 2 channels. He's got the Sternthology, which is all the old episodes, and then he has the live one. But we've been listening to this podcast called Case File.
Oh.
It's really good. It's got this Australian guy, and he's like so serious in his demeanor and like delivery and stuff. And then after anything bad happens to us, I'll be like, Walrus the band, and then like I'll start like mimicking his, yeah, it's like we got murdered or something.
Yeah, they get pretty in depth.
Yeah, some of them are
just
a little
some light hard. Listening on the
road. Yeah, some of them are actually like way harsh.
Are they different stories, or is it a continuum of one? Like
no,
a
yeah, it's all these like different unsolved mysteries, like solved mysteries and stuff. But there'll be times when I'm like the only one up driving late at night. I'll say like, what am I listening to? Like, going crazy, listening to the most insane like horror story you could imagine. But
and what about music? Do you are you obviously rocking the satellite radio?
Yeah. We
90s on 9.
We were listening to a lot of 90s on 9 and Pop 2K.
Oh yeah.
That's a good laugh.
Right in the wheelhouse.
And No, there's a lot of good, like, retro stations, like classic vinyl and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I don't know. Always just something different.
There's something about these songs that kind of brings a little bit of a retro vibe to the table. Are there old bands, you know, I think that you go to as sort of like a primary source when you're writing songs for Walrus?
Yeah, I always try to listen to the White Album, like, as much as I can. And I think if you could make an album that sounds as good as that album, that would be the best album you could make to me. But it's almost impossible because the songs are so good and everything sounds just perfect. So I don't know.
Is everybody, do you think, on the same page musically, like in terms of what you like to listen to?
I think we all kind of come from different places for sure, yeah.
Yeah, I'd say he has probably the widest palate who could probably listen to stuff that
maybe
I wouldn't want to.
Such as?
Nothing in particular, but
yeah, I don't know.
Maybe some sort of jazz.
Some jazz.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, should you find yourself in Halifax, Nova Scotia on November the 24th, Walrus will be celebrating their hometown release of Family Hangover at the Marquee Club, no less. Pretty big deal for a release show.
5 months after the record came out.
5 months and the almost a year since you played a show in Halifax, right?
Yeah, 10 months.
Wow. That's not, I mean, you've been on the road, so.
Yeah.
You know, can't.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, we played one show in the calendar year in Halifax and about 150 in between.
You know what I
mean? Yeah.
So
that's good, though.
It's not that we haven't been playing.
No, I think it's, you know, we talk a lot about bands out here have a significant amount of barriers, you know, in terms of like the geography and whatever. And I feel like the bands who kind of get that touring has to be a big component of what it takes to be in front of people all the time and these kind of things. I think they're the ones that are kind of carving that niche. And you guys have definitely been road warriors for over a year. And
yeah, long time.
Seems to be working out.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
The board's lighting up. Let's take some callers. Yeah. I always wanted to say that.
If only. We'll go out on another song. What is there one in particular you guys want to hear on the way out?
Let's play Glam. Glam. It's Blade's favorite.
Yeah.
You got to, I mean, maybe don't want to divulge, but you got to tell me the origin of this Blade thing.
It wouldn't even make sense.
It really
does.
That's what I feared.
It was pretty.
It's a commitment.
It was a late party night, and this guy named Blake told me his name was Blake, and then we started calling him Blade. And then he passed out, and then in the morning, I was like, Blade! And he's like, my name's Jason. It's like, okay. So then we started calling Keith Blade because we had another Keith. Have another Keith.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's basically there you go. That's the origins.
Yeah. Instagram.
Just nonsensical. Yeah.
Nonsensical. Well,
now enough. The hardest part is making him like the name. I think I'm almost there.
It's coming. It's a long time coming, I think.
Think about going for Wesley instead.
You can't be Wesley. It's too close to my name. DeWalt Milwaukee.
DeWalt. I like that name. That's a good one. Thank you guys for coming in tonight.
Thanks for having us.
Congratulations on the recent tour success and this new record, which is great. And I can't wait to hear the next one.
Can't wait for 5 years from now to see if anything's changed.
We'll play back this interview. That was the first time I was ever able to do that with someone where I was like ahead of the game. I was like, I'm going to dig up the episode and cut the clip. And I'm feeling really good about being a radio host right now. So thank you guys.
Nice.
Here is Glam by Walrus from the album Family Hangover. You're listening to Halifax is Burning.
simple whimper, but you never came. We said love would take us high, high, high. Why do we end up so low? Two family plane, a quiet ember to begin.
Down Below the Status Quo, that's Aaron Costello and a song called Low. Aaron Costello is embarking on a very excellent adventure, much a la Bill and Ted, perhaps less time travel. In January, she will be setting up shop in a place in rural Nova Scotia where she'll be recording her fifth studio album. Aaron will be the producer of that record as well as, you know, the main performer. But she's also invited Amelia Curran, who's a renowned singer-songwriter from Newfoundland, to come and document the process. So Amelia will be producing a documentary and Aaron will be making this record. And it's only happening over the span of 10 days. So in 10 days, they're going to make this go from nothing to a complete album at the end, and Amelia Curran will be there making a documentary about it the whole time. They're looking for some support in helping to make that film, and if you want to learn more and donate to the cause, you can do so at aaroncostello.ca, and Costello is C-O-S-T-E-L-O. We're going to hear a song from a Yarmouth boy. His name's Cam Nickerson, from his latest album, Detours. This is a song called Jeremiah.
Riding on a mountaintop, horse beneath of me. Cold wind hits my face, coming from the valley up ahead. I see my destiny. Starts to get eerie, the twilight falls upon me. My body starts to shiver, loose feeling in my arms, till I find a place to spend the night. Every day I ask myself why I'm still alive. The road it slows down when the pain comes my way. Snow starts to fall and the stars go away. Feeling my blood but fighting my face. I'm searching for my soul in a different kind of way. Silo's red, smoke fills up the sky. Feel my peace on my head, ready to live or die with my pride. The good Lord by my side. Horse goes up, I go down, air goes through her back. I hold on, we travel on. The river took us northwest a couple miles.
I think we lost our thread. Oh, and every day I ask myself why I'm still alive. The road it slows down when the pain comes my way. The snow starts to fall and the stars go away. Fear in my blood but fight in my veins. I'm searching for my soul in a different kind of way. I'm searching for my soul in a different kind of way. No stars to fall and the stars go away. Fear in my blood but fight in my veins. I'm searching for my soul in a different kind of way. I'm searching for my soul in a different kind of way. I'm searching for my soul in a different kind of way.
Track called Jeremiah by Cam Nickerson. It's going to round things out here on Halifax is Burning this evening. Want to send a big thanks out to Justin and Keith from Walrus for stopping by the studio tonight. If you haven't done it yet, check out their new album. It's called Family Hangover. Again, don't forget we mentioned a brand new episode of Halifax is Burning Interviews podcast, which you can grab right now with our an interview featuring James Robertson of The Weekend Dads and The Hemingways. And the interviews aren't stopping yet, folks. Next week here on the program, the one and only David Miles will be sitting here with me to chat about his new record, Real Love. We'll also talk about some Christmas songs. And then in a few weeks, you can expect an interview, speaking of Christmas songs, with jazz legend Jerry Grinelli. The hits keep on coming. Thanks so much for tuning in each and every week. We're going to leave you tonight with a song from David. His song, Cry, 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 is going to take us out. Don't forget to take care of yourselves and one another. We'll see you next week on Halifax is Burning.
There's always lying, there's always leaving, there's always crying and grieving, there's always lonely days and so many ways to break your heart. There's always long, long, long nights, there's always never-ending fights, there's always nothing left to say, there's so many ways to break your heart. And I will cry, 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 cry. And I will cry, 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 cry this time. Oh, I fortified my heart before I ever started. I was gonna be the one that broken hearted. Cause I have been there so many times before. There's always lying and leaving. There's always crying. And I will cry, 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 cry this time. And I will cry, 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 cry this time. Oh, I fortified my heart before I ever started. I wasn't gonna be the one that broken hearted. Cause I have been there so many times before. But my heart before I ever started, I was gonna be the one that broken hearted. Oh, I was gonna be the one that broken hearted.